Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's great. Brandon Adams with us here on Tuesdays at 1:20, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. We switched music.
We did.
Is that time of year?
Last week we did that. You weren't here. Parker McCollum. Of course, you're more likely to know who that is. You know, Abe and Randy, they weren't 100% sure.
I don't.
Randy did say he liked it.
I like it too. I actually don't know who that
is.
Who is it?
Parker McCollum.
Oh, Parker McCollum. Yeah. Is he Georgia? Is there a Georgia?
No tie-in. Okay. Song has nothing to do with my life. I just sort of
like
Parker McCollum, and so therefore I try to choose the song that feels the most like a bumper song, and that just sort of seemed to work.
That works for me. I like it. It's just, you know, I never know when we're going to change it. We've been having you on for years now talking Georgia football. Which
and we
is
had the
great.
One Luke Combs song forever.
Yep, we did. We had,
and then we finally started changing
was
it up
Beer
more
Never
regularly.
Broke My Heart or something like that, which is such a great country song.
Right.
And we've changed it. And, you know, we've had varying degrees of success. Like, Georgia's bar is pretty high. So
that's right.
We're not changing it to try to change up the luck. I mean, they won the SEC championship.
Although, if
last
it
year.
Did work, I would be in 100% favor of that, right?
Well, I mean, Luke Combs won him a national championship.
That's true.
If you want to put it that way.
I don't want to force your hand for this to be a short lived song, but I did some research on Parker McCollum.
Is he a fan of somebody else?
Probably
like a
Texas guy.
Oh, a Texas
probably
guy.
A UT guy.
Okay.
Grew up in the Austin area.
Better that than somewhere else.
Sure, I'm just
because for now Georgia's beaten Texas twice, so there is no there's no trash talk coming back the other way there on that.
Where are they for you in terms of that? Because I feel like you're always a really good barometer of like Georgia fans in general as far as where rivalries are. Because there's some that never change, like Florida and Tennessee and Tech and Auburn. Like there's just certain rivalries that are always going to be there entrenched. But now Texas is in the SEC and they sort of consider themselves a big dog too. Like. How do you view them in terms of that?
So it's the most annoying fan base in the SEC by far and away. And I'll tell you what's been funny is the Texas A&M fans, and I've had so many of them reach out to me to say, we tried to warn you. We tried to, because A&M has made it very clear they did not want Texas in the SEC. And I had several reach out to me just because they know what I do. We tried to warn you that these Texas people are going to be coming. They're going to get on your nerves. And I'd say that's generally been true. What's interesting is, you know, prior to Texas joining the SEC, Georgia and Texas essentially had no history with each other. But they're going to play again this year. They could play a second time again this year. If you start playing the same team multiple times in the same year for multiple years, then pretty soon you are a rivalry. And so I would say that this is maybe an emerging rivalry. But if they keep playing and they keep playing these high-profile games, pretty soon you've got enough history, as truncated as it is, that kind of creates a rivalry.
I met my first Texas A&M fan
Is
this
that
past
right?
weekend. Me and Randy always talk about it, how we never meet Texas A&M fans. And
Weirdest fans in the SEC.
Randy may, yeah, there's some
weird ones.
There's some traditions that they uphold.
Weird fans.
In College Station. But yeah, Randy had met a few on cruises here and there, but my brother got married on Saturday, and his wife's former boss, big Texas A&M fan,
okay.
and me and my wife were sitting there kind of, you know, having some drinks at the wedding after party and talking to folks and got to talking to him, and my wife was like, oh, I went to Appalachian State. And that conversation ended very quickly because obviously
that's right.
they went in there and dealt them a pretty tough loss.
That is exactly
a
right.
A couple of years ago.
Nicest,
he was a really nice guy.
Nicest people in the world. Pretty strange.
All right. Fair enough. I was going to ask you this just because, I don't know, there's, you know, it's kind of a lull and we like fun topics around here. Sitting here watching the Oklahoma City Thunder have a championship parade today is not my favorite thing that I've seen.
As a Seattle guy, I can imagine.
Yeah, I'm ignoring it, and it's fine. I'll be okay. What would that be for you as a Georgia fan? Is there a parallel?
I think it's anything related to somebody who used to be here and then they left. Like when Kirby was hired, people got to remember it wasn't universally treated as his grand slam because Kirby had never been a head coach before. And Mark Richt, was that Georgia fans not being appreciative enough of like 10 wins per season? Well, he goes to Miami. Like, if he were to have won a national championship, as much as everybody loves Mark Richt, before Georgia had won one, that would have been painful.
Yeah.
And yep. maybe like Justin Fields leaving would have been a little bit like that. But obviously the most like current example, and, you know, a lot of Georgia fans will be watching this closely. You know, Carson Beck left, went to Miami. I would say arguably the most high-profile transfer of college football for 2025. If somehow Miami, against an ACC schedule, ends up having more success and going to the playoff, if they were to somehow win a championship and have a better year than Georgia, I got to admit, for a lot of Georgia fans, myself included, that would be pretty painful. It'd be a little bit like a Seattle guy watching the old Sonics mm-hmm. hoist a trophy in Oklahoma City. I would say that'd be a little bit like that. As much as I don't revel the idea of rooting against Beck, you got to be honest about that.
What do you believe is fact and fiction about Lenore Sellers and an $8 million offer?
I think the going rate for quarterback on a per-year basis, because when they say $8 million, they really mean a two-year deal. So it's like $4 million per okay. year. That's actually not that far off from what – I mean –
But it wasn't presented as 8/2. It was presented as a one-year, $8 million NIL
But that's how people exaggerate this.
Yeah.
Somebody maybe offered up to blah, blah, blah million, and therefore they say, I got offered $4 million. Or in this case, a multi-year deal worth $8 million. They just sort of say it that way. So odds are it's a two-year deal at $4 million per. There are quarterbacks this year probably making $3 million. The guy at Duke probably is. Back probably is making something close to that. So for a guy like Sellers who played like he did last year, a possible first round pick, $4 million per year is probably not out of line.
And I would believe four.
Yeah,
I just when I saw the article, I was like, I get it, but there's just no way it was eight.
Were there rumors as to who it was that made the offer?
I haven't seen anyone.
Neither
I don't know if you've seen.
Yeah, I don't know who it is, but. I don't think any NIL deal as reported is true. There are guys who are making, I think, more money than you realize.
Yeah.
There are guys who are making far less than you realize. It is amazing how this thing that has taken over college football, you know, NIL and things like that, but none of the reporting on it is ever true as written. There's always some sort of extra circumstance you need to understand or some sort of context you need to appreciate. It's just amazing how this thing that dominates our lives, those of us who are obsessed with college football, but the actual factual information that exists about it is essentially non-existent.
I get why they do it, though, just because the bigger the number, the more interesting it is.
Right.
It's like when the NFL contract gets signed and the agent leaks it to Schefter, and Schefter puts out this crazy number.
Yeah.
And then in reality, it's like, all right, it's more like a two-year deal for like $35 million, after which they can get out. Now, if they hit all the incentives and they get all the money, maybe it could be, you know, $85 million
right.
or something like that. But, yeah, I don't know. $8 million for Lenora Sellers is way more fun.
My favorite
story,
is the incentives,
you know?
That are not reachable.
Oh, impossible.
It's just like, it could be up to $31 million. I'm like, yeah, he's... That's 100 touchdowns this season. That's
but in the college game, everybody benefits from the large number.
That's right.
Player gets to feel good about himself. Yep. The team that spent the money gets to feel good. The team that held on to the player. You know, everybody feels good about the large number being thrown around.
Recruiting wins over the last week or so for Georgia. You said there may be some on the horizon as well, not surprisingly.
Yeah, Shedarius Tootle flipped him from Auburn on Sunday. Auburn has just gone ice cold in recruiting. It's really remarkable how, you know, sort of, you know, rock bottom they've sort of hit. Kamari Brooks yesterday beat Alabama for him out of North Oconee. That's a big win. Could be a, you know, defensive lineman out of Valdosta today. Could be a running back, Jay Lamar, tomorrow. Wide receiver from Cambridge perhaps on Thursday. It is at least possible that Georgia gets a commitment every day this week. May not happen, but it's at least possible they may get a commitment, at least one commitment, every day this week.
SEC Media Day coming to Atlanta here just a couple of weeks away now. Haven't seen a list yet. I know we've seen the news broke last week. I think that Arch Manning was going to attend, and that'll be a big story. For UGA, three players are going to be joining Kirby Smart. Do we know who that is yet, or do you have any thoughts?
We don't, but there is typically a template that Kirby kind of operates with on this. It's usually like, you know, the leader along the offensive line. They may not quite have that this year, so give me Oscar Delp, the tight end in that place. Couple of defensive guys who have some bona fides. I think C.J. Allen, a linebacker, works out pretty well. And my other choice, it's either going to be Daylon Everett or Christian Miller. I believe I'll take Christian Miller. Give me Christian Miller, C.J. Allen, Oscar Delp. I'm fairly certain I've gotten at least two out of those three, and I believe.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Any chance Bolden comes through?
You know, as a rising sophomore, that's not very Kirby Smart. Like, it's not always the best players necessarily, because I do think that Bolden, regardless of position, is one of Georgia's best players. But for Kirby, his agenda around this is usually a little bit different, a little bit more of seasoned voices is who he typically looks to take. That's why I think it's more likely to be like, say, an Allen or an Everett, or I think a Christian Miller.
Well, then that answers the question as to why it wouldn't be Gunnar Stockton. Also,
yeah, I mean, you know, keep in mind,
love to hear from Gunnar Stockton.
They have not announced Gunnar as the starting quarterback. Kirby has not always taken a quarterback. If they were to take Gunnar, that essentially ends any talk about it being a quarterback competition, should basically be over already. But because of that, I think it's fairly likely they don't take quarterback.
I do remember the last time SEC Media Days were here and we were over there broadcasting, we had on Stetson and we had on Nolan Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And both fun guys to talk to. Stetson talks in slow motion. Mm-hmm. Like, he's very thoughtful. He's going to be very measured with what he says. I was like, I wish we could record this and speed it up for the audience. Meanwhile, Nolan Smith was like one of my favorite interviews we've ever done. Just so much fun to talk to.
Just one of the best personalities ever seen. Now, Gunner held court prior to the Sugar Bowl. Heard from him just briefly during spring practice, but he did a big media thing prior to the Sugar Bowl. But I don't think we'll hear from Gunner, at least until fall camp.
Brandon, great to see you. Have a great time on vacation next week, and then we'll see you at SEC Media Days.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.